There was something about that final Kentucky drive that I missed that I think is going to really fire you up.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it on this Tuesday. Getting the week kicked off yesterday, talking about this big Kentucky win, and we're going to keep talking about it today, and then hope, kind of transition into Vanderbilt as we get closer to the weekend. But something about that final Kentucky drive that Hugh talked about in his press conference today jumped out to me, and I want to discuss it, and I think you're going to get excited about it. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a double up deposit bonus. Give them $100. They're going to give you another $100 back to play with just by using the coupon code. Hit that sports book. Get all the line action you can handle. Any type of way you like to bet, teasers, parlays, round robins, all that good stuff. They got everything, and they got a gigantic sports book for you to dive in and have some fun with. So check them out. Don't forget the coupon next round for the double up deposit bonus at mybookie.ag. So Hugh, obviously Mondays are his big media day. He does his 11 o'clock press conference. Then he goes to Tiger Talk and has, just hours of content, lots of questions, things like that. Talks a lot with the fans at Tiger Talk, and then obviously talks to the media earlier in the day. And one thing he put in his open monologue, he always comes out in that 11 o'clock press conference, and he has like an opening statement. And there's one thing in that opening statement that jumped out to me that I didn't realize at the time. You know, we talked yesterday about how clutch that last defensive stand was on fourth and goal, and Kay and Lee making the clutch play, and not to forget the three plays prior where they had three cracks at the end zone from 3 yards, one of them running sort of a little trick play that gets a lot of people a little underneath shovel pass, and Dorian Maiusi making a big play. But on that drive, there were six true freshmen on the field at different points in time. I think Hugh misspoke a little bit. He said on the last play, I'm pretty sure he meant on the whole drive, because on the last play, there was four true freshmen on the field. But think about this. Let's go back in time, okay? You're playing Oklahoma. You're up two scores, and they got the ball with 10 minutes left, and they come back and win the game. You're playing Missouri. You're up two scores to start the fourth quarter. Now, granted, they punched one in. It was the first play of the fourth quarter. But you're up two scores with a quarter left, and you lose that game. Okay, so you're up two scores in two big games in the fourth quarter, and you lose the game. Okay, now Auburn is up two scores against Kentucky. They get the ball with 12 minutes. Okay, that is a lot of time. That is a lot of time. Now, I understand their offense was anemic at times, and they were having a hard time really being explosive. But you got to imagine some of the demons that are going through your mind here. Okay, gosh, here we go again. We had this situation against Oklahoma. We had this situation against Missouri. Who do we put out there? Who's on the field to make them earn this, earn this? And you go to six true freshmen. That has to get you excited. That has to get you excited. They didn't give up a big play. They gave up some plays. But, I mean, they drove 12 minutes. They had the 12 minutes left. It took them almost six full minutes to get to first and goal. They had to earn everything. They burnt the whole. They basically burnt the whole fourth quarter themselves, because you didn't allow them to bust one. You didn't allow them to have that big play against like Missouri, that 78-yard pass. You didn't allow them to have that 80-yard touchdown pass or whatever it was from Oklahoma, 75 yards, whatever that big long play was they scored that you're like, oh boy, here we go. You didn't allow that. Like Hugh said, he told the defense, he said, I don't talk to the defense very much, but I told them, make them earn it. Make them earn every yard. And they did that. And you leaned on true freshmen to do that. Kinsley Fauston is starting to play a lot. He made a great play. I mean, the guy just made an unbelievable catch down there. I think that's whenever maybe he came out of the game once they got into goal to go because they took an extra, you know, they put an extra big body out there and took a defensive back out. But he's getting more minutes and he's playing really good. He's in position to make plays that you think as time goes on, he's going to make those plays. I mean, unbelievable play on this, unbelievable catch on the sideline the guy made. And you had Kinsley right there in front of him. And then you had a safety over the top and he just somehow makes the catch. It's unreal. But leaning on those guys. So the dudes on the field in the last quarter, you had Kinsley Fauston. Okay. You had Malik Blockton. You had Amaris Williams. So that's three. You had DeMarcus Riddick. That's four. You had Caleb Harris. That's five. And the sixth was, I may have just named six, but I had it. Give me a second. I'll tell you who it is. You had, Jay Crawford. How do I forget Jay Crawford? He's the best. He was the best one out of all of them. So you had six true freshmen on that final drive that you lean on to make the big stop. I think that should be the headline of the game. It's just a very, very exciting. This defensive class is going to be something special, something really special that you can build off of, and you know you got them for multiple years. Hey, throw out true freshmen. You're going to have two other true sophomores that were on the field too. So eight out of the possible 11 guys at times were two-year guys or less. Keldrick Falk and Kane Lee. And I'm sure there's probably somebody I'm missing. But, I mean, that just goes to show you how talented these young guys are, man, and how versatile and how developed they are already to be able to lean on them in this type of situation. It's just big. It's just big. And it's something I didn't even think about. I would have thought you would have had all of your, you know, big seniors, your mature, your guys that have been playing football a long time. Those are the guys you have in there to make the clutch plays. No, we had four out of the 11 on the final play of the game. Four out of the 11 on the very last play, the most crucial part, not final play of the game, final play of the drive, the fourth and goal. You have a bunch of freshmen out there and sophomores. It's just, man, that gets my blood pumping. That gets my blood going. That gets me fired up in the this morning. That gets me fired up, ready to go, because those guys have so much more time to play and develop and get better. So it's going to be a fun ride, and that's a huge step in the right direction, and something that you want to talk about accelerating development. You're putting them in clutch situations where they got to perform. It's on you. You got to have, there's nobody behind you. It's you. You got to make it happen. And they do. They make it happen. They win the game. It's just incredible. Incredible. I don't know that I recall a freshman class getting A, as much time as these guys, and then B, being as, you know, impactful as they already are. Now, I understand there's not a lot in front of them, and this is a big time rebuilding, and so you have the ability, you're able to afford to play a lot of young guys, but still, unbelievable job by those guys, and that note in general just really, really blows my mind. Before we go to something Hugh said that I think is funny and a fun discussion to have about identity and who we're going to be moving forward and whatnot, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Give him a shout at retirementresults.com/plan. You've saved up forever. You've got had your 401k going forever. But how do you know that they're performing at their optimal level? How do you know you're taking advantage of everything you could possibly take advantage of for you and your family and your wealth and everything that you've worked so hard for, especially when times are somewhat uncertain, and you just want to double check and make sure Ford can do that for you absolutely free. It's over a $1,500 value. He'll give you a free portfolio analysis. You'll make a great friend at the same time. Tell him War Eagle, tell him I sent you, Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. I want to play a clip here from Hugh's press conference yesterday because I think it's funny, and I know that he's got a, you know, obviously and deservedly so, he's got caught a lot of flack this year, mainly for not running the ball. I know everybody thinks if you just run the ball, it solves all the problems, and you know it's not always the case. And situationally, there's been issues, and you know whatever, but the human side of him and kind of understanding where he wants this program to go and maybe not quite being patient enough to get there. But he was asked, you know, you started gashing him and whatnot in the run game. Talk about that and switching away from passing to kind of running in this game to really take off on the offense. Let's hear what he had to say.
No one had really gashed him in the run game. And so I always go in thinking we have a good plan and we've got to be balanced and run it. But I did want to start the game trying to throw the football on them. And it didn't work out so well to start it like that. So, you know, pretty quickly after the first quarter, I mean, the first quarter flew by. And but I think I told the sideline young lady that was doing that broadcast that we've got to right now establish the run if we're going to be in this game. And then started finding out, man, our guys are handling them up front pretty good, and we're running it. So then in that 4-minute drive is maybe the best I've seen in my career to eat the entire clock up with, like, I mean, there's a lot of people in the box too now, and I was so tempted to throw it. I was so tempted, and kept on the thing, kept calling, it's no throw, no throw, no throw. Just hand it off, and man, that was a really nice drive.
The temptation to throw. I think he was actually talking about. I think he was talking about the first drive in the third quarter. I think he's talking about the first drive when they came out. In the third quarter that was really impressive. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But you can tell that the identity of this team is probably not the identity that Hugh Freeze desires. Okay? You can tell that this is not something that he's – this is not the vision that he has for the Auburn offense. This is not the vision that he has – I think moving forward, this season it kind of is what it is, but I don't think obviously this is really what he's incredibly comfortable with. And I get it because you can go back and think about when the times that under Gus where we would lose the big games, like we would have the big games where you're playing Alabama or Georgia, and you just can't compete because you have not really had much of a developed passing game. Like, you don't really have a super great passing attack. But then you'd go play like a stretch of folks, and you just beat the crap out of them because you just run. And it's fun to win, but on the flip side, you're not really doing anything to develop yourself to get to the big, like to get to where you can get over the hump against the big guys. I think about, you know, when Auburn stroked Georgia, they ran the ball really well in 2017. They ran the ball really well, but they were also able to throw the ball well. I think they had a big touchdown pass to early in the game. Same thing with Alabama. You're able to stretch the field versus just, you know, pound the ball at them. And I think that's where Hugh maybe has tried to accelerate that a little bit more this year than maybe he should have. Maybe he should have gone to more of a just stuck with a more, you know, rushing style attack, even though you have all these young gun receivers sort of wanting touches. I know it's tough for him. I know it's tough for him because that's just not who he is. He's a it's a mismatch. It's a numbers game. It's you know, when you get the looks, you take advantage. And that third quarter drive, I'm going to assume he's talking about that because he said 8 o'clock. Okay. The first drive coming out of halftime, Auburn has really had a lot of success on that particular drive over the last several games. I'm not really sure why, but they have. It's the inverse of the first drive of the game. The first drives of the game have been terrible, and the first drives of the second half have always been, or over the past several games, have been really good. You go 14 plays, 75 yards. You take up over half the quarter, a little over 7 minutes, and I think you only threw three passes. So out of 14 plays, let's see, run. You opened up with seven straight runs, incomplete pass, pass complete, run. Okay, so out of 14 plays, you threw it two times. Not three times, one of them was incomplete. So you're able to establish that dominance up front. And I think that drive was almost not really an aha moment, but we're about to make you quit. We're about to lean on you and make you quit here. And that's the identity, I think, of this team this year. And I don't want to say they've had it the whole year, but this is something, especially with this new offensive line, that's what you're going to have to be. If you want to go on a run these next couple of games, it's going to have to be you're going to have some type of balance, but it's mainly going to be accept who we are and let's just try to run people over. Now, when you face Texas A&M, that's going to be a tougher challenge. And obviously when you face Alabama, that's going to be a tougher challenge. But as you play Vanderbilt and ULM, you think you should be able to have some man advantage, some body advantage, talent advantage in the trenches, and you should be able to push those guys around. But I know it's tough. The last comment, you know, on that particular drive he's talking about, they were loading the box. They were giving you the number, the looks for the pass. And like Hugh said, hey, that's my, you know, it's tough for me. It's tempting because that I think what he's basically saying is that's the vision I have for this team. That's who I want to be. I want to be able to, hey, if you think you're going to come up and stop the run, we're going to pull it and we're going to pop one behind your head and it's going to go for 30 yards. But sometimes you got to accept who you are in the moment, accept who you are in the season. And I think at this point in time, who Auburn is this season is just at this point in the season is just line up and pound it. And then, you know, pop some play action and do kind of what you did. If you got to make a play, even if you got to make a play in the passing game, don't pull Jarquez off the play sheet. Like, he can still help in the passing game. And those high percentage looks are what I think what this team is this year. And then, but that what this team is next year does not necessarily mean that's what the team will be moving forward. And I think Hugh obviously wants to get to that more dynamic, throw the ball around at least 50% of the time, if not more, than you run it. I think that's probably been maybe. If there's any criticism I have, there's a lot of criticisms, but if there's one criticism I have in particular of Hugh this year, it's that maybe you wanted it too quick. Maybe you wanted that passing attack. Maybe you wanted that explosion a little too soon. And maybe from the beginning, that's what we should have looked at. I know Hugh, and I know what he wants to do, and I knew that very first game we were going to come out throwing the ball. That very first game, that's what Hugh wants. That's how Hugh can get Auburn to the next level. That's how Hugh can win the big games, is being able to score, being able to be explosive in the passing game. You look at all the great teams minus Michigan this past season. Typically, it's even Georgia, even when Georgia's been really good. Obviously, when Alabama's been really good. Being able to be explosive in the passing game, it's just hard. It's just hard when you can be dynamic in the passing game to stop teams. You just look at us on third and long. Whenever you know how demoralizing it is to have a big completion on you on third and long or whatnot, and then also all the different plays you have to run so many plays typically when you're running the ball that, you know, a penalty or a this or that or a sack or whatever can really set you back. So I understand the desire, but I think that obviously this team's identity has been all along to pound the ball. And again, if I had one criticism, if I could single out one criticism, that would be the one that I had. I would say, hey, probably should have just leaned on what your identity was this year. Now, moving forward, it's not going to be long before I think we're going to be ripping the ball up and down the field, taking shots, having more 50-50 opportunities, because I think that's Hugh's identity, and you could hear it in his voice that this is fun, but it's tough on him because I think he knows that if you want to take Auburn from a 6-7 win team to a 9-10 win team, that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to be able to be explosive in the passing game. So it's going to be fun. This last couple of games are a lot more interesting now, and it'll be fun to see how they close it out. They got some confidence. You got freshmen making plays on defense. You sort of established your identity running the ball, and you found an offensive line lineup that works that you can kind of build around and build off of over the next couple of games. And maybe you can go on a run here, get back to bowl eligibility. And then you got some big games at home, and then you get to go on the road to Alabama and see what happens. So a lot of fun. It's always fun after a win, and we actually have some light to look at at the end of the tunnel. So let's see what happens. Guys, sign up for the barn, auburn.com. You can get all the recruiting season is coming up. It's about to be close to signing day. Auburn's got a few spots left. They're looking to lock up, and we got all the info on that and who those targets might be. It's only $1 for your first month for just a little while longer, and then obviously it switches to $9.95 after that. It's the best investment you can possibly have. If you hate it, you're only out a buck. There's nothing else you can spend a dollar on and try out. And if you hate it, you're only out a dollar. So definitely give it a shot. If you like this channel, like it. Or if you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. You can follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. And you know we're going to be back every single day. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.